Sorry, I don't have any chairs here. But you can just take a seat on my bed. There's plenty of space. And hey, it's a lot comfier than a chair. Again, thanks for coming over on such short notice, by the way. There was actually something I wanted to ask you see? You know what's coming up, right? Well, yeah, that, but there's something besides that. I was talking about your birthday. Don't tell me you forget. Well, I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. I was hoping you would be able to tell me what sort of present you would like me to get you. I know surprises are nice, and it would be great if I surprised you with something you really liked, but I'm a little worried. Maybe I would accidentally get you something you didn't like, and that would really suck and ruin this special occasion. And not to mention, then you'd have to awkwardly pretend to like it or want it in order to protect my feelings. Now, I think I have an idea of the sort of things you'd like as a present. But I would really like to hear from you just to make sure. I mean, as much as I would love to, I cannot read your mind. So you're going to have to tell me. You what? Could you say that again? That's what I thought you said. Don't tell me you heard what I whispered. You didn't? You sure? So then, are you serious? You really want me to pretend to be a yandere for your birthday? Like the painted you on the inside of their eyelids so they can even watch you in their sleep kind of yandere? That kind of yandere. I mean, I'm not judging, but what would you want me to pretend to be yandere for your birthday? Because you like yanderes? Really? You know what a yandere is, right? The kind of person that has a shrine to their love interest, stalks them, sneaks into their house when they aren't around to roll around in their blankets. That sort of thing. That's the sort of personality you love? Well, okay. Like I said, I'm not judging you. I would do anything to make you happy, actually. So, I can pretend to be yandere for you. Now, just to make sure this is what you really want for your birthday, how about we have a free trial right now? Sound good? That's what I thought you would say. Now, how should I start things off? Oh, I know. I know. Why did I handcuff you to the bed? Because it's what a yandere would do. You know how the stock line goes. Oh, no, you can never leave me. We'll be together forever. You won't be able to see anyone else, but that's okay. I'm the only person you need. I will do anything for you, other than let you go outside. I'm sure we've both heard it 1,000 times by now. Are you all right so far? We really should have established a safe word or something before starting all this. Oh well, too late now. But from the look on your face, it seems we don't need one. I've never seen a smile like that. I didn't even know your mouth could open that wide. It's actually kind of scary. Maybe you really do like yandere's. I thought you were pulling my leg at first, but I think you're starting to get through to me. Well, I'm just happy that you're happy. It's good you like me as a yandere. Pretend yandere, of course. This is all just pretend. I'm not really imprisoning you in my house for the rest of our lives. Unless you want me to? I'm joking. Like I said, this is all an act. Just like you wanted. I'm not really handcuffing you to my bed. That's not to say I'm not dedicated to my role, though. I mean, look. I have my notebook here. I wrote your name in it from cover to cover. It's also full of little hearts next to the names from time to time. I've got more like this if you want to see. Just like a real yandere would. I'm joking! Look, let me open it up for you, see? The insides are all blank. This notebook is empty. You are so easy to tease. You looked like you really believed me for a second, but I'm not sure if that grin on your face is a proper response to a crazy yandere. But what would I know? I'm a crazy yandere. Wow. You really like it when I say I'm a crazy yandere, don't you? That really touches my heart, because you know, I'm actually even crazier than all this. Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you take a look inside this notebook for me and tell me what you see? That's right, your name, from cover to cover, decorated with hearts. It really wasn't a bother. In fact, I enjoyed doing it. That is why this isn't the only one. I really wish I was more well worded. Then maybe I could tell you just how much I love you, but when I'm by myself, I felt this was the only real way I could express my love, by putting it down into my notebooks, one by one, flooding the paper with my affection. I can tell if the wide-eyed expression of yours is just shock or ecstasy, but I guess it doesn't matter. You really do love yandere's, don't you? So you love me, don't you, darling? I love you. I love you more than you could ever imagine. It hurts me so much to be away from you. It's hard to function. That's why I keep one of your old bloody band-aids on me all the time. So it's like, you're always with me. No matter where I go. And that was just in the past. Now that I know you love the real me, that just makes me love you even more. I don't have to hide it anymore. I don't have to worry about being too clingy, and I can finally show you just how much I love you. Even if I can't tell you. But just to confirm, you really do like yandere's, right? And you love me? Thank you. Oh, but you know I'm being real, right? This isn't just all an act. I thought the notebook would definitely get the idea across, but maybe you thought that was just a lucky prop I had beforehand or something. No, I really love you this much. If you doubt it, I could prove it. By, say, killing someone for you? No? You believe me? Oh, that's such a relief. Do think my feelings actually reached you. We need to celebrate. There's so many things we could do to celebrate. I could put a GPS tracker in you. I mean, it's redundant at this point, but you would be consensual this time. Or we could take a look at our photo album, full of all the pictures I took of you before we met. The future is blinding. What's that? You want to get out? I don't know. I knew things were working out even before all this, so logically, it's not like I have to keep you here, but still. It's so hard to believe you actually love me. Part of me still feels anxious that you're just making this all up and that you'll run away, you know? And that makes me even want to keep you here like this. Well, okay. I'll let you out. In a little bit. Just let me cling to you for a while and just really appreciate you being in my clutches. This doesn't happen every day after all. But I guess it can from now on. I guess I'll have to give you a different birthday present now. I'm sure I'll think of something. Wait, why don't I give you an early birthday present? Like right now? I mean, I really love what I'm seeing right now. You're laying there, helpless on the bed, chained up. I can actually do all sort of things to you. Anything I want. No, but that's what you want, right? I thought you like yandere's. You do? You really do. That's good. 'Cause you are going to like what I'm about to do to you. Now, I'm just going to take your pants off. Are you excited already? You really do look yonder. You know, you should be thankful that I'm your best friend. I'm like a whole package for you. A good best friend. And a yandere. Just like how you love it. What should I do now? You want me to play with you? Yeah. But hey, you don't make the rules. I do. I'm gonna do whatever I want to you, and you are going to just lay there and take it. Do you understand? As much as I want to play with you, play with this, but I can't just. I'm not patient enough. I want to get straight into it. You know what I mean? Wait. I'll strip for you. Right now? Yeah? You want me to strip for you? I'm sure you love that. No. I'm just going to take my top off, just like this. Can't stop looking at me. You like it? I'm sure you do. You better. Do you like what you see? As much as I want you to touch them, but I don't want to uncuff you. So you're just gonna have to stare at them. For now. No. Let me get on the bed with you again. Look at you. Oh my god, it's so fucking hard. I'm so glad you're actually so turned on right now. So, stay still. I'm going to put it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I never knew you were so big. Does it feel good? Does it feel good, honey? Yeah, it feels good. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna start fucking you now. Oh, don't you dare come. Don't come. Hold it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You want me to keep going? You don't want me to stop? You don't want me to stop. I won't stop, baby. I won't stop. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, you're gonna come with me. You're going to come with me. Yeah. Are you ready? I'm so close. I'm close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, that was amazing. I should do that again tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. You're staying here.